Well, if you're tuning in today, turn your Bibles to John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. I love the Gospel of John. When a person gets saved, usually they're directed to the book of John and to the book of Romans. And here in John, in chapter number 1, John shows us some things here. And just kind of to sum it up, he lets us know that it's all about Jesus. You know, when a person first gets saved, they need to know that everything in life is all about Jesus Christ. Our life ought to be all about Jesus. In verse number 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Our Father, I pray that you'd speak to the hearts and lives of those that are listening. And God, I pray that you would impart these truths from this blessed Word of God, this King James Bible. And Father, in these last days, there is a famine in the land for the hearing of the words of God. And I pray, Lord, that you would use this time, this short time, as we look in this wonderful chapter at these wonderful, timeless truths, God, that you would speak to the hearts of the lost as well as to the saved. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Now, here in John chapter number 1, I want you to see, first of all, that God's captivating creation is all about Jesus. Now, God's creation is captivating. It engages the affections of those who are observant and aware of just how big God really is. Verses 1 through 5, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him." Who? God. All things. Not some things. All things were made by Him. "And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Everything begins and ends with God. Everything. The Bible says that God is the Alpha and the Omega. Time began with God. The Bible says here, "In the beginning." That means there was no time. Time did not even exist until God let time exist. God created time. Time began with God. It was created by God, and it's a captivating thought. It's something that it's hard for us to even comprehend. People sometimes ask, well, when did God get His beginning? Well, the Bible just says, "In the beginning was the Word." I mean, God, He always has been, and He always will be, and your human finite mind can't get that around the truth that it speaks to us, but I'm just saying, time begins with God. The Trinity is all about Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 John that there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, you can't explain that. You can't break it apart. But you just got to believe it by faith. The Trinity began with God. All things began with God. The Bible says all things were made by Him. Everything is connected with God. Life began with God. Light began with God. The Bible says and the light shineth in darkness. I mean, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Love began with God. I'm just saying, it's all about Jesus. God's captivating creation, it captivates, it engages our affections when we think about the creation of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God's captivating creation. But then number two, we see in verses 6 through 9 of our text, God's called clergy. Now, we use the word clergy here because the world uses the word clergy, and they know a little bit about clergy, but what does the word clergy mean? When you pull into a hospital and you're looking for a parking spot, many times towards the front doors of the hospital, you'll see a sign that says clergy parking only. What is a clergy? Well, the word clergy, if you look it up in an 1828 dictionary, just simply is, it's the body of men that is set apart and consecrated by due ordination to the service of God in the Christian church. In verse 6, the Bible says, there was a man sent from God. Now notice that God did not send a woman. We still believe that God calls men to do His work. God calls men to be preachers. God calls men to be missionaries. God calls men to be evangelists. God calls men. Not sissies, not mama called and papa sent, but these men are men, number one, that are sent by God. In verse 6, the Bible says there was a man sent from God. In verse 8, he was sent to bear witness of that light. God's called clergy are always sent by God. They weren't sent by anybody else. If they're God's men, they were sent by God. Number two, they have a sound and a saying. John the Baptist here, if you flip over to Matthew chapter 3 for a second time, we don't have time to look at it in full detail, but in Matthew in chapter number 3, the Bible speaks about John the Baptist coming on the scene, and after those 400 silent years of God not speaking to man and all the persecution and the trials that the church had to go through and God's people had to go through in Matthew 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, and the Bible says he came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying. Now, what did he say? He didn't say that God loves everybody. He did not say that God is love. He did not say that I've come to give you a message to make you feel good. No, he said, repent ye. He made it personal. He was a man with a sound and a saying, and the sound and the saying was, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was a man who was sent by God. He was a man who had a sound and a saying. He was a man who was straight. He was a straight man. In verse 3, he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. When old Paul, the great Christian over in Acts chapter number 9, got saved before he was a Christian and he met the Lord put him on straight street. Even Jesus in Matthew chapter number 7 says that straight is the way, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. God's men are sent by God. They're sound men. They are men that have something to say. They're straight men. They're men that are sudden. Notice that old John the Baptist, he came suddenly on the scene. He just came out of the wilderness in Matthew chapter number 3. And I mean, he's a man who no one was expecting to come, but here he is. And the reason he was there is because God just suddenly sent him right exactly where he wanted him to be. And he was a man who was sent from God. He was a man who had some substance. He was preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, who was that? It was Jesus. He was making a way for Jesus. And he was preaching Jesus. He was preaching about the king and the kingdom. He had some substance. He had something to say. Oh, John the Baptist was a soldier. In John chapter number 1, the Bible says he was a man sent from God, and he had a name. I mean, God knew exactly who he was and where he was and the direction he was going. And oh, John, he was not only had some substance, he was a soldier. Matthew chapter number 3, the Bible says about John that he had a very unusual set of attire on his body. The Bible says in the same John, verse 4 of Matthew 3, had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. He didn't come in a three-piece suit. He didn't come with long flowing robes. He was a man who was a little rough on the edges. He was a man who maybe, if the religious crowd saw him, and by the way, they did, he was a man who was mocked of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and old John, man, he just came preaching, and he called him a generation of vipers, and I mean, John was just a man who did not, he divorced himself from public opinion because he was a soldier. And soldiers, they have to endure hardness, as Paul told Timothy, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they're in a war. And we are told to war good warfare. We're told not to be entangled with the affairs of this life. And John was not. He had one message, and the message was Jesus. Why? Because it's all about Jesus. Because God has some clergy that are called. And then lastly, we're going to be finished. We see God's compassionate conversion here in John chapter number 1. The Bible says in verse number 10 of John chapter number 1, if you got your Bibles, flip over there. If you were in Matthew chapter 3, in John chapter 1 and verse number 10, the Bible says he was in the world, speaking of Jesus, and the world was made by him, speaking of Jesus. Again, it's all about Jesus, and the world knew him not. By the way, the world still doesn't know who Jesus is today. They think they do. They have their own little human, man-made Jesus that hangs on a cross. It's a little puny, pale-skinned, long-haired, hippie-looking thing. And that's not Jesus at all. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Verse 11, he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, speaking of Jesus, to them gave he, Jesus, power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, it's not physical, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He's speaking about being born again, and if a man is to be born again, he's going to be born again by God. Someone said you can cut the Bible anywhere and it will bleed because the blood of Jesus stains every page. You know, it's all about Jesus, and there's some things that we see here about Jesus. Number one, he can either be rejected. As we saw, the Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not. They rejected him. Or he can be received. And if you receive Jesus Christ, the Bible says, at that point in time, you get born again. You get born by God, verse 13. And the Bible says that God gives you the power to become the sons of God, which means you become royalty. You become a child of the king. And my neighbor, I don't know why anybody would reject, why anybody wouldn't follow, why anybody would walk away from this man named Jesus. And John opens up this wonderful gospel. In all the first 13 verses, you know what we see? Jesus. 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 Through God's captivating creation, through God's called clergy, his man that he sent into this world to preach Jesus, And then we see God's compassionate conversion to all men, that all men might be saved. May the Lord bless you and have a good day.